Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We have a lot to talk about. I mean, a lot to talk about today. Where do you want to start with the insanity? We have Black Lives Matter co-founder, which is dropping tens of thousands of dollars at white resorts, luxury Malibu resorts. Don't worry, all you people giving to Black Lives Matter, you're paying for all this stuff. It's amazing. We have another big story, and that's John Kerry apparently decided to go all Iran on us by giving secrets to Iran, is what these new reports are saying, instead of helping our ally Israel. That's right, telling Iran, while he was in the Obama administration, Secretary of State, about the activities, military activities of Israel happening in Syria, putting obviously people's lives at risk, and working with a government that is destroying American lives. You look at Iran. Iran was the number one sponsor of terrorism, trying to kill Americans while we were in Iraq and Afghanistan with roadside bombs. We'll have more on that story in a moment. And then we have the Obama-Biden administration. I say Obama because this is moving with what they started, and he's now trying to finish it. Who are investigating now police and policing practices in New York, in Minnesota, and they've just announced they're now doing it in Louisville. Now, this is nothing but anti-cop mentality. We also have video now in broad daylight of a white police officer in New York being beaten in the head by a random black guy who walks by, because this is the anti-police. Let's open season own police officers in this country right now. Like I said, a lot to deal with. Let's start with Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter co-founder of a jail reform group, because this is how you run a Ponzi scheme if you're Black Lives Matter, right? You get people to give money to Black Lives Matter, and then you funnel that money off into organizations that you're also in charge of, and you get paid. Where's your money been going? Well, we know they buy millions of dollars in real estate. The trained Marxist co-founder, right? We got that story out there. Like, yeah, I've been buying up like 4, 5, 6 houses. I'm kind of a big deal. I'm trying to buy a really nice place down there in Bahamas. I guess that's like their exit strategy, right? When all the you-know-what hits the fan with Black Lives Matter and everybody realizes it's a Ponzi scheme, then you go to the Bahamas and you hang out because you got paid. A Los Angeles-based jail reform group led by the Black Lives Matter co-founder, Patrice Cullard. She's the, quote, trained Marxist. I want to know, those are her words, not mine. What's the difference between a Marxist and a trained Marxist? Is it like a doctorate in Marxism, like you declared? No, I'm not just a Marxist. I'm a trained Marxist. It's like amateur Marxist? No. I'm a trained Marxist. So you really need to write me a check, because you don't just have a Marxist working for you. This ain't amateur hour up in here. I'm a trained Marxist. Write me a check. Need some money. Give me some cash. Well, people have been giving Black Lives Matter some cash. So this is only in Los Angeles. I want you to think about the amount of money I'm about to talk about here, okay? Los Angeles-based jail reform group that's led by the Black Lives Matter co-founder dropped nearly $26,000 for meetings at like one of the whitest places in America you can go. At white resorts owned by white people, a luxury Malibu beach resort in 2019, campaign finance records show. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. The payments were made on behalf of Reform LA Jails. This is just in LA. This is just a city. This is how much damn money these people have stolen from people, thinking that they're defending, protecting black lives. They're not. They're getting paid and going to white resorts doing it. LA Jails Reform is a consulting firm owned by the co-author. Now, this is where the Ponzi scheme gets really interesting. The co-author of the Black Lives Matter co-founder, the trained Marxist, Cullard's 2018 autobiography. Asha Bandel is that co-author. She's the one that has a consulting firm that's getting paid by Black Lives Matter. Cullard's a self-proclaimed trained Marxist, not amateur, we professionals up in here, raked in upwards of $20,000 a month just serving as the chairwoman of the Reform LA Jails in 2019. And then her co-author is the one, I guess, that's doing the consulting fees. So we don't even know how much money was going through in consulting fees. What we do know is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter in one little city is getting $20,000 a month serving as a chairwoman of Reform LA County Jails. Wonder how much other money she was getting in all over the country, right? Because it's just one city. This is when you know you got a big Ponzi scheme going on, folks. A Los Angeles-based jail reform group led by Black Lives Matter co-founder. Not only did they spend $26,000 to hang out at a rich, luxury white beach resort, according to the campaign finance records, but the Daily Caller also reported this. The Reform LA Jails dropped another $10,179 for meetings and appearances. That's how they list on their taxes. I want these people to do my taxes. At the Calamingos Guest Ranch and Beach Club in Malibu. That's a lot of island drinks, folks. That's a lot of white, boozy. I mean, we're talking about island drink. Black Lives Matter couldn't have gotten any whiter in California where they were spending their money. I take that back. There is Napa. There's Napa. You're right. I apologize for all of you listening right now. They're like, no, Ben, there's Napa. You're right. So they went like almost Napa. Malibu. Got to get some island drinks. They don't screw wine, right? Who needs that crap? That's boring. We need a beach. We need to get lit. We got a bunch of money coming in. We need to spend it. Let's get lit on the beach in Malibu. We Black Lives Matter. Not only did they spend this money at the Calamingo Guest Ranch and Beach Club Malibu, they spent another $15,593 at the Malibu Conference Center, a corporate white facility for white conferences by rich white people in California. And that white resort owns the hardcore corporate facility that's for a bunch of rich white people. Black Lives Matter, send your money. We live in large. Got us some island drinks with some umbrellas up in here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to know how nice these resorts are that Black Lives Matter are going to? Guests at the 200-acre resort, this is on their website, where rooms start at $600 a night. Man, I need to get into Black Lives Matter. This is amazing. I want to be in leadership. Y'all need a white guy over there? Sign me up. They have exclusive access to a private 5-acre strip of the Malibu coast. Only costs you starting at $600 a night for the crappy rooms. The records show that payments were made on behalf of the jail reform group by a consulting firm owned by Asha Bandel, longtime mentor of the co-founder of Black Lives Matter and the co-author of her 2018 biography. The autobiography called When They Call You a Terrorist, a Black Lives Matter memoir. Kohler, a self-proclaimed trained Marxist, so that means I guess you pay her more money, is the founder and chairwoman of Reform LA Jails, also known as the Vote Yes on R. That's how she makes $20,000 a month just from this one little group in LA. It says it is powered by Black Lives Matter. Successfully led a ballot measure passed in 2020 that authorized the Los Angeles Sheriff's Civilian Oversight Commission to develop a plan to get rid of people that are in jail, like reduce the jail population, put criminals back on the streets. That's what Black Lives Matter is doing. It's unclear why Reform LA jails booked meetings in the luxury Malibu Beach Resort. The California Fair Political Practices Commission, which regulates political groups such as Reform LA Jail, states that campaign funds must be used for political, legislative, or governmental purposes. Okay. Anybody want to talk about how Malibu probably doesn't fall under that? Can you imagine if the Trump campaign, like, misused campaign funds in this manner? Oh, my gosh. People would lose their minds. Now, a review of LA jail's social media records show that the group organized multiple events in Los Angeles area in the second half of 2019, including a party at actress Jane Fonda's house and a day party plus summit in Pasadena featuring live music and local artists. I got to get in on Black Lives Matter. These guys know how to party. How many of you have been to a $26,000 party at the beach in Malibu? I haven't, and I'm white. This is crap. They're discriminating against us. I just want to be clear about that. The DNFC was unable to locate any public records of the groups holding an event at the Malibu Beach Resort. Wait, you mean to tell me that Black Lives Matter more than likely try to suppress the information that they were spending tens of thousands of dollars being holed up in Malibu on the beach drinking drinks with little umbrellas in them? No, they wouldn't do that. Reform LA jail's filings raise a bunch of other questions as well, by the way. The chairman of the conservative watchdog group National Legal and Policy Center said an audit would establish whether any campaign funds were used for personal purposes. Now, if you go to the Twitter account of Reform LA Jails, it's got a lot of white people in it. From our founder and chair, we've spent 1.5 years working on Reform LA Jails. Jane Fonda was an early donor of the campaign. Maybe she needed to go to Malibu, right? Like, hey, I'll give you some cash, but we got to be on a beach in Malibu for our meetings. I'm not going like down to LA and hanging out in Compton or these kind of weird areas. Like, I ain't doing that. We had a brilliant house party, their Twitter account says, at her house, and it shows Jane Fonda behind, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, who's getting paid $20,000 a month to consult in one city. How many other cities are paying her? Surely there's a Washington Post writer who investigated Russia collusion that could spend a little time on this story. Surely CNN could spend a little time on Black Lives Matter. Show me the money. Right? Who was making up bullcrap about the Trump administration could actually do a real hard news story. Reform LA Jails has not returned multiple requests for comment. Yeah. They're probably in Malibu right now figuring out their strategy of how to respond, dancing to some live music and getting hammered on island drinks at a white resort. It's also unclear why the group booked its stay at the beach resort through a consulting firm owned by Bandel, the co-author of Black Lives Matter's book. This is how you set up a Ponzi scheme, folks. The group booked its stay at the beach resort, not through the beach resort, but through a consulting company owned by the co-author of the Black Lives Matter book. The author. I mean, we didn't even have this type of corruption in politics until, I mean, Black Lives Matter has figured out how to do 30 years of corruption in 3 weeks. These guys are good. I want to get into Black Lives Matter business. Let's start selling T-shirts, Diaz, like Black Lives Matter. Let's get some consulting firms. Hell, let's start a travel agency so we can get paid on the back end when we book the travel, so we get paid for the travel we book. And let's go to Malibu, drink us some drinks. I'm going to retire from radio. This is just too hard. Honest day work, F that. Become a member of Black Lives Matter. We'll get you paid. Bandel, who owns the consulting firm which booked the resort for the co-author of Black Lives Matter book that she co-authored, if this sounds like it's intertwined, it is. She raked in nearly $260,000 in consulting fees alone from Reform LA jails just in 2019. Then She bent over Black Lives Matter while booking the Malibu resorts and got paid again on that. Yeah. Let's go to Malibu and party. This is incredible. CNN, you guys want to do a story on this? Like, hey, stop giving to Black Lives Matter because they're drinking all your drinks, all your money at an LA resort for white people. Just, you guys are stupid if you give money to Black Lives Matter. You're idiots. The good news is at least they're spending the money on this crap instead of actual like stuff in the streets, right? Because they don't give a crap about Black Lives Matter. If you think the people leading Black Lives Matter give a crap about Black Lives Matter, they don't. Name the last time Black Lives Matter had a rally around a young child that was murdered in the streets. They don't do that, right? Because that doesn't raise you money. How you raise money if you're in Black Lives Matter, and this goes back to the core of Black Lives Matter and how it's a fraud as a group. You raise money by dividing and screaming racism. You don't raise money by defending black lives. Black Lives Matter doesn't march for an innocent child that's been killed in a drive-by shooting or in the drive-through line of a restaurant. You don't do Black Lives Matter events around that. Where do Black Lives Matter show up? They show up when there's a narrative that fits what they know works for fundraising. Evil white cop kills black person, even if black person's trying to kill other black person. We saw it happen the last week in America. Girl has knife trying to kill somebody. Black Lives Matter shows up and says, how dare you kill the woman that's trying to murder another black girl? LeBron James jumps in. You raise money off that. That's how this chick can make $260,000 consulting for an L.A. reformed jails in 2019 in one city alone. Who knows what she made all over the country? This is how you can buy millions of dollars in real estate also, by the way, and look at a really nice resort in the Bahamas. You want to know how much money this co-author of the book made from Reform L.A. jails? 18% of the group's total spending that year went directly to her pocket. You'd think there would be like a journalist out there. You would think that there would be a journalist out there that would do a little digging into this. Reform LA jails also boast some massive endorsements from some high-ranking Democrats.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Yeah, they love this group and have endorsed it. Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. And Maxine Waters of California. All are in the group Reform LA Jails. This is how you raise money, right? Get their names. So let's go back to the co-founder of Black Lives Matter. She took in $191,000 in fees in 2019 alone from Reform LA Jails. The jail reform group paid Kohler through her consulting firm. Jayana and Patrice Consulting campaign finance records show. So you start an organization, you then hire yourself through your consulting firm to make insane amounts of money on top of the fact that you got $20,000 to be the chairwoman of the jail reform group. So you're getting paid twice here. You're getting paid to be the chairwoman. There's that. You got an expense account that comes with that, so you can have these bad A parties at white resorts in Malibu. And then you can get consulting fees through your consulting company, Jayana and Patrice Consulting. I've got to quit radio. This is just getting what I want to like apologize and chastise myself for not coming up with this idea. Reform LA Jails previously told the DCNF that it paid the co-founder of Black Lives Matter through her consulting firm market rate compensation for serving as the chief executive of a historic and successful $5 million campaign in California and, quote, far below when taking into consideration the fact that Mrs. Kohler's ran the campaign without a salary at all of 2018. Well, when you're setting up a Ponzi scheme, you usually don't get paid until you get some money in there, folks. Come on. And if you criticize the co-founder of Black Lives Matter for making all this money and her friend that co-wrote her book with her and their consulting company, here's a response. You ready? Quote, it is sexist and racist to expect an executive level black woman to not be paid for their work, the statement adds. You can't question us. You're racist. You can't question us. You're sexist. Again, this is their exact quote. You ask any questions about all their houses, their Ponzi scheme, their consulting fees, their $20,000 a month salaries, and all of this crap. And their response is, quote, this is like straight up, this is like gangster Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, 1980s crap right here. This is what Jesse and Al used to do, right? Show up at a company. Hey, Walmart, if you don't work with us and give us a donation to our organization that then pays me a consulting fee, we're going to tell everybody you're a racist company. And that's going to be bad for you. And I'll call the media and we'll pick it outside of your business. Or you can give a donation to Rainbow Push Coalition, and then I'll give you a big hug. We'll take a picture together, and I'll tell everybody you're not a racist. And so what happened? Companies paid the ransom, right? They didn't want the bad press. It's ransom. This is nothing but this is like kidnapping of a non-human. It's the idea that your company's racist, and we'll declare you racist unless we get paid. That's exactly what these two people are doing. They're saying, if you criticize us, you're sexist. If you look at where our money's going, you're racist to expect, quote, an executive level. Remember, she is a trained Marxist. She's not amateur. She's a professional Marxist. Expecting a, quote, executive level black woman to not be paid for their work. You can't question Black Lives Matter, folks, because you're a sexist and a racist if you do. The website for Janaea and Patrice Consulting, they went offline recently. They went offline days after the New York Post reported that Cullors had purchased four homes across the country since 2016 for a total of $3.2 million. Got to get paid. A New York-based Black Lives Matter activist, Hawk Newsom, called for an investigation into the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation's finances in April. Following reports, the co-founder had bought some real big real estate buying sprees, like binge buying. If you go around calling yourself a socialist, she's not really a socialist, she's a trained Marxist, which is better than a socialist. Don't forget that. Go back to Marxism and see what it is. You'll understand what I mean. Quote, if you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask how much of her own personal money is going into charitable causes. I'm going to go with zero. That's not true. I take it back. She's probably smart enough to donate to her to the organizations that she gets paid from that then also pay her consulting fees, so the money funnels right back to her. Because she's a trained Marxist. She's figured this stuff out. I almost cussed. I didn't. It was close. If you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask yourself, how much of your own personal money is going to charitable causes? Who isn't affiliated with Cullors Black Lives Matter group? It's the other question he asked. It's really sad because it makes people doubt the validity of the movement and overlook the fact that it's the people that carry this movement. Okay, let me explain something to you. New York-based Black Lives Matter activist Hawk Newsom, you are a pawn in their money scheme. You're the idiot that actually does the legwork of organizing people in the streets. And every time you go out there and you protest a white cop, all they're doing is making money off the hardship of the black community, and they don't give a crap about the black community. If they did, they wouldn't be buying houses in white neighborhoods. They wouldn't be having resort experiences in the whitest resorts in America. You are being used, you idiot, by Black Lives Matter, and they're getting paid. It's a Ponzi scheme. All it is making the money. Why does Black Lives Matter never show up when a black child's murdered? Doesn't raise them money, folks. The only way you raise money, the easiest way to raise money, the biggest way to get your hands on this money is if you go out there and you push a narrative that you know the media will carry for you. Right? Innocent black man beating the hell out of a cop but didn't have a, quote, official weapon fits narrative. Black girl with a knife trying to stab another black girl. White cop shot her. Let's put out a tweet. Benjamin Crump. Well, she was unarmed. No, she had a knife. She was trying to murder someone. LeBron James. I mean, Black Lives Matter knows that there's dumb people in the world, just like LeBron James, who will tweet out stupid crap on their behalf, which makes them money. LeBron James comes out and tweets out a picture of the white cop that kills a girl trying to murder another black girl. Do you not think Black Lives Matter makes money off that? Hell, maybe they send a check to LeBron James, a consulting fee through LeBron James Consulting. Should check those records out there in California. Because this is how you get paid. I've been saying this now for years. When is Black Lives Matter going to shut down a bridge on behalf of a child murdered in a black community? They will never do it. It doesn't make money. You need to hate and divide to make money. Black Lives Matter gets donations because of hate and racism and division. And a perfect example of this is you look at all this money coming in, millions of dollars, and it disappearing to consulting fees of the people who are running these organizations and sitting on the boards getting $20,000 a month. And you ask a question, and what do they respond with? Quote, it is sexist and racist to expect an executive level black woman to not be paid for their work. Well, trust me, she's getting paid more than any white person out there doing this. She's the highest paid BS artist I've ever seen. In the name of black lives. She didn't give a crap about black lives. She didn't care who dies. In fact, it's good for business when black people die. Because you raise money off of it. You exploit it. You exploit someone else's grievance. Why do you think these families have come out who have the cases that Black Lives Matter champion and have said Black Lives Matter didn't do blank for us. Why do you think that Breonna Taylor's family came out on Facebook and said Black Lives Matter is a scam, it's a fraud, they didn't do anything for us? Where's the money going? Why do you think in the shooting in Ferguson, the family said they never did jack crap for us? Because it's not about black lives. It's just it's a vessel to raise money. And when there is a black person that dies, they say, can we make money off the narrative? Period. So go ahead, you morons. Give money to Black Lives Matter. Black community churches that push in Black Lives Matter, you guys are idiots for doing this. The facts are there, and more is going to come out, and you guys are still supporting them. Because it's all about power and getting paid. And we have proof of it now. And I'll leave it at that. All right, want to remind you real quick, make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. We're still being silenced by Facebook. So without you guys telling your family and friends about this podcast, it can't grow. We need you as an army of this podcast to tell your family and friends about it. So they'll know. Share this podcast. Hit the share button. Share it however you're listening to it right now. Send it to your family and friends. You guys are amazing. Thank you. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.